What's going on, Nick?
Hey, what's up?
Not too shabby. TGIF, brother.
Yes, sir.
So you caught me as I was just scoping out some of the lines for tomorrow and also debating if I want to take Purdue or fade them because I feel like I need to make a play on this game. It's just a team that I watch so often and got to go with my gut sometimes.
They're going to
get some action.
They're going to cover.
You think they're going to cover 20? I mean, Nebraska did lose by 28 at Rutgers, so it's pretty bad.
I think they're going to cover.
Well, among other things, maybe we just start with a little recap of Horizon from yesterday. I can kind of run down the quick scores.
Yes. Real quick, not to interrupt.
Yeah, no problem.
When we failed to pod 2 days earlier and just destroyed in a good way. Yeah, that's great. Did you go six? I think I only went one.
6-1 or 6-0 with my money line picks. Unfortunately, yeah. I only bet four of the games, so I guess can't take.
So you only went 4 and you went 4-0, and I went 5-1. Yeah, we really are doing bad at when we. Sorry, not to interrupt. Go ahead.
I think this just like yesterday. I think tomorrow is a nice money line parlay day. Of course, we'll have to see what the spreads are, but. We both had Wright State against Robert Morris. Of course, you were at the game, and Bobby Moe kind of let it slip away at the end. Wright State winning by 2 and not covering either number. So 3.5 or the 5.5 from the line movement. So kind of unfortunate, bad beat for you.
We call that the double fuck, but yes, correct. But the rest are all good, so I'm going to be in a good mood for every score you mentioned. Yeah. Now
we were on the right side. We both thought Wright State would win, and kind of just with Youngstown State in Northern Kentucky, we both kind of had a lean that Northern Kentucky was the way to go. You brought that up of how Youngstown's kind of just been underwhelming, especially at home, and of course Northern Kentucky won outright and covered.
Not right. Yes, sir. Let's go.
We were both on Oakland, 5-point win at Cleveland State. Man, I think Oakland might be the team to beat right now in the Horizon. They're pretty impressive.
They're like a legit 12 or 13 seed for sure. So yep. Yeah, this isn't just a good team. This is a, yeah, when we talk in March, like this could be a team.
Detroit Mercy at Purdue Fort Wayne. That was one of
told you.
Yeah, I mean you're right. I switched sides because at first I'm like I like this Detroit side, but then I looked into their home versus away splits. It's not even close. Detroit Mercy is not very good on the road. They are a team that's good to back at home. So yep, you were right about the Mastodons. And then UIC, Milwaukee, I didn't have any action, but you were on UIC from the beginning, so props to you.
I was on UIC, and I was also on Green Bay, which was...
I wish I would have taken the spread. You told me from the beginning. I had Green Bay in my money line parlay, so that still worked out for me. But, yeah, they won by 15, and... I feel foolish for not taking the 10.
I did too. And again, so stinky. Like, I'm not going to try to sound like it was that easy, but Green Bay, I mean, Uwe Pilly's so bad. And Green Bay.
Two win Green Bay.
So here's the thing. I am in a weird thing on Green Bay because I think it was UNC Greensboro that they almost beat. And I'm like, okay, this team's not that bad. I still think they're bad. I mean, you know.
They're bottom three, I think.
Yeah, no question. But it's like, all right, they can hang with this team like they're going to be Dewey Pooey. Again, it's easy to say now the day after, but yeah.
No, Purdue, you're definitely on the right side. If the last thing I'll say is if Green Bay was, you know, -5 or less, then I wouldn't have liked this game. But the fact that you brought that 10 is just a ridiculous number for a spread there.
Oh, but yeah, exactly. So big. So high, so big.
Do you want to look into tomorrow's and kind of guess the lines?
Yeah, let's do that before we get into, you know, the sport that people care about. Yeah, let's do it.
Sure. Run it down real quick. So tomorrow, Saturday, the 15th, we got Oakland at Purdue Fort Wayne. I'll give mine, or if maybe you want to kind of just middle it, just see what the average is.
Yeah. And
where do you want to?
No. Let's do it. That's what we've done.
Okay. So for me, I would say Oakland minus five.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a good line. Yeah, on the road. That's a really good line. Yeah, I'd probably agree with that. 5 or 6, I would assume.
Okay. We have awful ooey pooey at equally crappy Milwaukee. So Milwaukee at home. I'll let you go first, and then I'll follow up and see if I agree.
God. This one's so difficult because Milwaukee has been so bad. But is it,
you know,
double
digits? Crazy? I think it might be double digits based on the Green Bay line.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. Like, I mean, yesterday Green Bay, I know it ended at 9, but it got to 10 at one point, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I would probably say 10 is more where it belonged, clearly, if they won by 15. So,
no question. I'm just saying, like,
that, and do you have it up? Could you see what Milwaukee and Green Bay are in the KenPom?
Give me a second.
Because that one, I'd like to know.
For the record, I'm going to say Milwaukee minus 11. But yeah, let me get the KenPom up. All right, Milwaukee. Oh, wow. You want to guess
what the rankings are?
No, you said the KenPom, right? You want?
Yeah, mine's minus 8. That's what I would.
Would I say 10.5?
Yeah.
14.
Oh, my God.
14. Yeah.
So they think Milwaukee's better than Green Bay, clearly.
I guess
at home, right?
Yeah. Wow, 14. I almost wanted to take a wee pooey now,
dude. I think that's too much.
Oh God, yeah, that's.
Can you do the Oakland Purdue Fort Wayne one? Just while we'll just go down the line.
Yeah, I can do that. I can get them all.
That's fucking wild. They're projecting 14. So you, what would you say? Plus or minus 2?
Yeah, Oakland, Fort Wayne, what do you think it is?
Well, I told you already what I thought it was.
I already forget.
Minus five.
7.
7?
7, yeah.
All right, not terribly off. I would still take Oakland at minus 7.
I would too. RMU, Northern Kentucky?
Oof. RMU at home. They've played everyone close for the most part at home. Are they finally going to get over the fucking hump and win one of these close games? So I think it's got to be Northern Kentucky -2.5.
Nailed it. Well, it's 2, but yeah, basically nailed it. RMU, I mean, you know, we don't need to get on the wormhole, but like you said, so close so many times.
I don't even know. Would you lean a certain way with that, or is it I don't know. It's kind of a stay away for me.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a stay away. Like, I mean, RMU. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. With Cleveland State, with Wright State, like they. And again, I was at those games, so this isn't like a homering thing. Like, they really were better than them.
They should have won the Wright State game and the Cleveland State game, in my opinion.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, that's what's really frustrating. So,
That's the weird thing about RMU, yeah, and it's not just because it's a Homer thing and because I went there. I mean, they
literally... No, we both watched the games, and you were there.
Yeah. Walking away as... But, you know...
I pointed that out to Anna. We both laughed at you. We're like, look, there's 10 seconds left, and he's shame walking out of the building.
And you should... Me. No,
I thought it was funny.
Even upset. Well, here's the only thing I will say. After they should have, could have, would have almost beat Cleveland State, they lost to Fort Wayne by 6. So maybe it's that type of thing again. And they should have, would have, could have beat Wright State. So maybe Northern Kentucky just covers too. Like it's so disappointing, man. Like,
I mean, with that line though, they're telling you Northern Kentucky is not that good because the Cleveland State line wasn't that like 9 or 10 against RMU at home.
I think it was like 6, actually.
I thought it was higher than that, but okay.
It might
be. Either way, they're telling you that Northern Kentucky is in the bottom half of the conference for sure.
Yeah, it's weird though because they just beat Youngstown, which we were both on. So yeah, maybe just take Northern Kentucky. I don't know. RMU's a weird team.
Exactly. You don't know what team you're going to get tomorrow.
As much as we say we're big on the horizon. I mean, at the end of the day, like, RMU might be better than they are, but they might just be terrible. So,
last game, UIC at Green Bay. This is just a fucking strange one for me because you can't really take much from the Green Bay ooey pooey. Green Bay is at home, so maybe give them like I don't know. UIC's record is kind of misleading. Even though Green Bay's only got 3 wins, UIC at 6-8, I'd say like Green Bay -1 or like a pick 'em. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're pretty close. Actually, no, you got it. Yeah, you Green Bay is -1. Also, though, the UIC thing is very interesting. And this might be one of these little hacks that we can get. I don't know, like looking at the scores, like I'm actually looking up and down, up and down, up and down, because they beat Central Michigan, Northern Illinois, which would seem good, right? Oh, they beat 2 MAC teams, but they're both outside of the top 300.
I'm not touching this game. This is stinky to me.
Yeah, that's probably good.
I just don't have a feel. I don't have a good feel for it.
Nope, that's fine. Point I'm making is the one thing that would be good about UIC is that they've beaten some teams that you wouldn't think they would. They're literally 2-0 against the MAC, but those MAC teams are not good. So I would I would get that. So based on all of our conversations, I actually think Wright State over Youngstown is the play. Did you bring that up yet?
We didn't talk about the line, but I think you mentioned it. So yeah, I do like Wright State money line, but I probably wouldn't lay the points, whatever it's going to be.
And that's the thing, too. It looks like right now KenPom has Wright State as a 1-point dog.
Really?
And they are on a 7-game winning streak. So.
Youngstown State. So I like Wright a lot. You could get even money, basically, on money line.
Yeah, I think Wright State's I still think there's a chance that they could win the Horizon. I really do.
And then, I don't know if I heard what you said, but Cleveland State, Detroit Mercy, I would probably take Cleveland State at home coming off a loss to Oakland, and Detroit Mercy's not very good on the road, so... the fact that they just lost at Purdue Fort Wayne, I still think Cleveland State is probably in the top 3 in this conference. So I'd probably lay the points and take the money line with Cleveland State. What does KenPom say about that?
KenPom says 5.
I'd lay the 5.
I would disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that's
Antoine what we Davis, all right.
Yeah, disagreements apparently here and there. Give me Detroit +5.
We shall see what the with the Lions come out. So, all right, we got a good idea of what to expect for tomorrow.
Oh, and by the way, don't love it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, for sure.
You want to move to NFL real quick?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. So I haven't put anything officially in. I've kind of just been tracking the lines and kind of seeing what my best teaser and parlay scenarios are going to be. But we can start off with the Saturday games, Raiders at Bengals. Line is Cincy -5.5. I think the Raiders kind of going to run out of luck here. I like the Bengals to cover a touchdown at home. So probably not going to put that into another parlay because I think there could be some upset factor, but I do like the Bengals in a one-off game.
Yeah, same. And we talked a couple of days ago off the record. There are a couple of games. This is one of them. Tampa will be the other. I just don't see Cincy winning by 3. I feel like you could almost like double down. Like just hammer Cincy -6 or 5.5 or whatever it is, and also take the money line. But yeah, I would lean Cincy.
Yeah, I think they kind of run out of luck here, just like the Steelers are going to run into a buzzsaw. I mean, if the Bengals offense shows up, the Raiders are not going to be able to put up 35, 40 points. So
real quick, before we get into
Cincy's defense is also pretty solid.
It is. Before we get into the rest of the games, real quick.
Yep.
This is the first, obviously, year that we had 17 games. We had an 18th week. The Steelers and Raiders are playing instead of the Colts and Chargers. Like, really, NFL? Are we happy about that?
Not with the performance on the field, because the other two would have put up a lot better games.
All I'm saying, that's all. Like, yeah, and even if you look at the, point differential, it's like, that's all. Like, hey, Goodell, like, yeah, made all that money, but, yeah, great. Roethlisberger and
Rich Bisaccia, whatever his name is.
So it depends which way you look at it, Nick. I agree with you that quality of football, the Chargers and the Colts taking the spots of the Raiders and Steelers, I think that would have been better games and probably teams that are better on paper, but the Steelers do get ratings and Roethlisberger does get ratings.
He does rape a lot of ratings, and the ratings rape him too. So yeah, I agree. Yeah, he does fuck a lot of ratings.
Yeah, if you're just looking for him to jerk off to the money, then he loves seeing Big Ben.
Yeah, if he's literally just gonna fuck a rating, he's gonna do it without consent. So I agree. All right.
Bills and Patriots, kind of a weird one because this is the rubber match and both games have gone completely different. First one based on weather, and I'm not sure how much of a factor weather will be in this game other than being very cold. So I do think the Bills win, but I still like the Patriots in some sort of tease. I think if you get them up to +10, I don't see Belichick, even with the rookie quarterback, I don't see them losing by double digits. So I like the Bills to win, but I still think the Patriots in a tease is where I'm going to go.
Yeah, so I'm kind of actually leaning, not exactly, but leaning where you're going. I think the under is the place to go.
What's the number? I'm trying to find it.
I think it's 42.5 last I saw, maybe 41.
I'm at 44.
44, even
on ESPN. So if it's at 44 or somewhere near that, I like that.
I'm kind of with you. Like, I would not feel comfortable laying the 4, 4.5 with Buffalo. I do think they'll find a way to win. As great as Bill is, are they really going to do it again? I just think Buffalo's better. Doesn't this feel kind of like a just 19-13 Bills win?
Yep, I feel like it's going to end at some dead number where...
Yeah, weird number. Mac has the ball 8 and he just doesn't get it done. So I would actually lean... I would actually lay the Bills and the under. This is where you can maybe get your -250. I don't hate Bills -4 and the under as a little steamer.
Oh, so you're talking about a little same game parlay?
Yeah, I kind of feel 19-13. I'm not gonna go full on and just say like, go clairvoyant and say it's gonna be 19-13, but that's kind of
you do support that if I get the Patriots up to like double digits, you don't mind that either. With the Niners.
Not at all. I think if you can get it to double digits, you should. And now that I think about it, I'm actually going to just put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to call this game 19-13.
Fucking love it. I do have the numbers in front of me. Buffalo money line parlayed. Buffalo in the under, just Buffalo money line is plus 185. Love that. Plus 185. I mean, I definitely like the under more the more and more you talk about it. So
you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me? Yeah, Nick, I hear you. Yo.
Can you hear me?
What's going on?
There we go. All right.
A little disconnect, but yeah, if you want to summarize, you said 19-13 Bills, and you like
Bills.
Yeah. And you like my plus 10 with the Patriots as well.
I do, yeah. Yeah, sorry for the technical difficulties, but yeah, I like feel really good about that score. So if you have the under, if you have the Pats tease up, Bills tease down, yeah, I it just feels like that to me. I've been wrong before, but, you know, it just feels like the Pats win a low-scoring game, and I do like the Bills win a low-scoring game, and I do like the Pats tease out for sure.
Yep, definitely agreement. I think the – I can't remember the score of the second game, but I know the first one was 14-10, and that shitstorm. So I do think that there is a good under possibility.
Yeah, the second one, I believe, went kind of weird. I think the Bills won like 31-21.
Yeah, there were a lot of points late.
Yeah, exactly. It was late. I can actually look it up real quick. Yeah, there were 20 in the – it was 33-21. It was close. And there were 20 points in the fourth quarter, which I do not see happening again. So
no.
Buffalo was winning 20-14 prior to that. Yeah, so I'm worried.
I mean, you could get a 23-20 game and still hit the under. So,
yeah, exactly. So I'm with you on the under. Yeah.
To Sunday now, a game that not really have a great feel for. I don't see how Brady loses. I'm never going to bet against Brady, but don't really like the 8.5 number that Tampa is laying home against the Eagles. Probably a game I'm not going to bet unless I get involved with, like, the props, but probably don't have a true side for a spread pick.
I've been thinking about it more and more. I might have said this off the record. I think this is one you either take the Philly money line or just lay the points.
The only thing I would probably do is move the Bucks line up to like minus 13 and get some good value, because I don't think if the Bucks win, it's by a lot.
Right.
I agree with you on that.
Like, I think it's either a Bucks 37-10 and Brady's doing what he does and just motherfucking people. Or it's like very close last minute. Real quick, do you know what a Steelers Eagles steamer would be? A lot.
Plus 1,000 probably.
Yeah, a lot. Not saying it's gonna happen, but just something to consider. Like, what if, you know?
Honestly, you know what I like even more, and we'll get to it, is you could get good value with the Cardinals and the Niners, who both have good chances to win, in my opinion, as dogs. So we got Niners and Cowboys next. The Cowboys laying 3.
So my bet of the week. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I know what I'm going to hear. Give it to me.
What is it?
Your bet of the week is money line the Niners.
No.
Oh, all right.
No, opposite. Cowboys minus 3.
Too much. Give me reasons.
Too much on San Fran.
Wow. I mean, I probably wasn't going to do the plus 3 with the Niners, but I don't know. I've been confident all week with Niners being part of my my tease with the Patriots. I just been thinking about a Niners Patriots tease. I just don't see how either of those guys get blown out. Especially since they kind of play similar styles. They like to run the ball, good defense. They want to play a low-scoring game in order to win. They can't get in a shootout with Dallas, just like Patriots can't get in a shootout with Josh Allen. So, I don't know. I actually lean Niners, so I guess we're on opposite sides.
Yeah, no, and again, that's fair. It's just I was actually starting that way. At a certain point, like,
so what's Vegas, the money? Is it all like on the Niners?
Money's all on San Fran, yeah. And money's all on the Rams. Like, I just feel like, the Cowboys and Cardinals are winning this week.
I definitely think the Rams have been jerked off, and you know, everyone I've talked to has picked the Rams or talked about leaning Rams. So yeah, I like the Cardinals a lot. If we can jump to that one next. Cardinals, yeah. Getting
and
4.
Quick, yeah, and not to jump in, but like, that's the thing too. And, you know, I could be completely wrong, but, you know, you just think of every other person, everyone that's on like a show, and it's like, oh, well, yeah, Niners upset team and Rams, that's easy. Like, I just give me Cardinals Cowboys in a parlay for days. Let's go. Like, let's go.
No trust in Mr. Stafford. I think everyone's been tricking him off a little bit too much.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much where I am. Cardinals.
Well, I think we both can win our bets. So
that's true. Cardinals, Cowboys, Eagles. By the way, little steamer. If you did the Cardinals, Cowboys money line and the Eagles plus 8.5, you would get 8-1. Nope, sorry, you would get 9-1.
Well, I don't think I'm gonna have the balls to take the Eagles money line, but
oh no, not money. That's what I'm saying. Not money line. Eagles would be the line there. So the Cowboys
plus 8.5. Okay, gotcha.
Correct, yeah.
I mean, I definitely don't hate that. I think because if the Eagles play close, I mean, I think the other two are very possible. So yeah, I don't hate that at all.
Yeah. The more I look at this, the more I've been wrong before, as we all have. The more I look at this, I see AFC home teams winning, NFC road teams winning, or at least covering.
Well, what about except the Niners then?
Well, because the Niners, in my opinion, are basically a favorite now. The fact that it's only 3.
I guess the 3 is usually like a charity home yeah. team thing. Yeah. So, yeah.
So if you're listening at home, because I have heard many sites are doing the, you know, if you get six for six on the spreads, you get like $1,000. Like a couple of buddies sent me that. For the record, and I want to hear what you say. So for the record, spreads,
we didn't even finish with the last one. Let's do Steelers Chiefs real quick.
Oh, Chiefs.
You're going to lay in the points.
Yeah. It's too weird now. It's too weird. Too much.
You take it up to two touchdowns, probably. I mean, let's be honest.
it's too much. I was so worried. Like, I made so much money last week on the Steelers getting in the playoffs, and I hated it. I know you loved it, but I personally hated it. I'm like, oh, yeah, like the money, but, oh, God, they're actually in. And then they seem like that's the team you want, but it's 12.5. It's not moving. So, yeah, I'll take the Chiefs.
You don't think it's hard to blow out a team twice in a couple of weeks? I mean, I don't think the Steelers are going to win, but I'm not laying 12.5. I know that might be some Yinzer bias, but I don't see how the Steelers get embarrassed, especially with a pretty good pass rush. And the D will come to play.
No, I get that. I just, it's one of those games. I think I said that about Tampa too. Like, would I be shocked if the Steelers won? Nope. Would I be shocked if it was literally 40-0? No. So
I guess that's kind of similar with Tampa, Philly. I agree. There's only two results.
Yeah. 100%. You're right. So I think if you're looking at for a pick six, give me the Bills, Bengals, Eagles, Cowboys, Chiefs, and Cardinals.
Okay, give me Bills, Bucks, Cowboys, Steelers, Cardinals. That's
Raiders, Bengals. Picks. What's Raiders, Bengals?
Oh, Bengals to win and cover.
So the only difference we have is the Steelers, Chiefs. Did you say Cardinals too?
I did, but you said Eagles, right?
Oh, yeah. No.
I said Bucks. I said okay. Bucks.
So you've got Bucks and you've got Steelers. I've got Chiefs and I've got Eagles. I'm going PA. And we agree on the other four.
There you go. Not too shabby. I mean, I think that kind of lays the groundwork of some of our bets here. I mean, I don't hate the Cardinals in a tease, because I think, dude, if you can get them up to 9 or 10, oof. I don't know who the best to play that with would be. Maybe the Patriots. Yeah.
Nope, right. And I also told you off the record, that's the one, now that they have a Monday game, like that's one thing we need to end on. In terms of bets, we both like the Cardinals, but even if you don't, if you want to do a steamer, a teaser, whatever, just put the Rams in there, and then you can just hedge with the Cardinals, because don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, we talked about this off the record, but, you know, most Sundays, it's, you know, it's a 1 o'clocker, it's a 4 o'clocker, you get a night game here and there. These are all six different times.
And for me, I think it sets up perfectly for a three-team parlay, three-team little tease, and one game per day. So I like the Patriots +9.5, +10, and then that's on Saturday. And then I like Cowboys or Niners, excuse me, +10 with the tease, +9, +10, and then I could finish with the Cardinals +10. So I get one game per day, and you know, you can hedge as the weekend goes on. So
yeah, that's the thing. It's the ultimate hedge. Six games, six different times. I mean, the more I think about this, is there just, I don't even want to say it.
You there, Nick? Nick, are you there?